Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. A quick lesson. The core values that unite the white race. Over the years, as I've dealt with many people and spoken to many people and done a bit of traveling, I've come to realize that there are certain values that white people have regardless of where they come from. And let me just qualify the term white. White are people of European descent. The Western world is a world that is based on Europe and people who came from Europe. What we call Western civilization is white civilization. It's European civilization. And this civilization has expanded and spread across most of the world and dominates most of the world right up to this time. I have noticed certain core values that exist among whites, regardless of where they live, regardless of the language they speak. And I'm going to try and give you a quick lesson on these values as I see them. Some are more core than others, and what I've tried to do is I've tried to put them in order of importance. The values that tie us together, the values that are immutable, the values that keep coming up. And then we'll go down the list. This is by no means a complete list. This is my list compiled by my observations and my discussions. So there can still be room for change, etc. But I'm trying to get us, let's call it, documented. What are the things that tie us together? What are the things that work for us and that are common to us, and that you'll hear coming out of the mouth of a white person, regardless of where he lives. Whether he lives in Sweden, or Italy, or Canada, or America, or Australia, or South Africa, or New Zealand, or one of the countries in South America where you find lots of whites, Argentina. What are the values that we have as a people that are in many cases either unique to us or critically important to us? These are often unspoken things, things that you are not taught, things that are just part of your culture. Maybe it came from your mom, your dad, your school teacher, maybe even from your priest, but these are values that hold us together, and these are deep things. And then you'll also begin to see the points at which we are different to other races, and also where does the Jew fit into this list. And then you will start to see where the clashes come among our people and what it is that we actually stand for. Okay. Number one, the most important core value of white people, the entire European race. And I think calling us European race is also a very valid thing. We are physically linked to each other. We are tied together by an ancestry that goes back tens of thousands of years. At least 45,000 years. So the number one value, truth. All white people, regardless of where they live, you will find that there is a seeking of the truth, a desire for the truth, and a striving for the truth. You will then get whites like the Christians who will come along and say, well, you see, there's this one and only truth, and it's the truth is Jesus. And these things can be debated. We can say, well, maybe your Jesus truth isn't as true as you think it is. But whatever it is, you will find that all white people strive for the truth. Then whatever they believe is the truth, they will argue and dispute and struggle and persevere over the issue of the truth. They will go to unbelievable lengths to find the truth. You will seek the truth not just in history. They will try and seek the truth in scripture. They will seek the truth in science. They will seek the truth in police work, in forensics. You will see the truth, the truth, the truth, just coming out again and again. And it's constantly this debate about the truth and which is the truth and how true is the truth and is the truth exactly true and that kind of thing. The highest value white people have is the truth. And we strive for the truth endlessly. It is an obsession of white people. Now, if you go and you look at other races, you'll find that the truth is not such a potent thing there. When I was a kid at school, they used to say to us, you know, that in the past when whites were entering Africa and were dealing with blacks, you had many occasions where the blacks told the whites what they believed the whites wanted to hear. In other words, the blacks had no conception of a truth that is fixed, whereas whites have this conception that the truth is a fixed thing. It's something that doesn't change. It's immutable. It is true for you and it's true for me and it is true not just today and next week, but it's true for the next 10,000 years. There is an endless obsession with truth that we have that many others do not have. Jews are a people who are operating in a whole other world. For them, truth is more about perception and marketing and emotion even. And we'll get back to the topic of truth and emotion. But for whites, the truth is a search for the absolute truth. What is the truth? And even when you have whites who are religious, and the religion comes out and openly states, possibly even the very people who run the religion know that the religion is itself not true, because you'll notice that the preachers and even the high-ranking priests, they will say to you that you must believe, that you must be as a child and you must believe. And maybe it's because they themselves even know that what they're telling you is not true. But the people who believe do not always believe on the basis of pure emotion. Some of them, no doubt, do it in that sense. You know, we believe. We are told to believe, and if we believe, then good things will happen. But I will tell you that there are lots of people who believe on the basis that what they're believing is true. And if they are to find out that what they believe is not true, then they will dump their belief. And in my view, truth is the God of the white race. It is the one value that we have that is immutable. And it's an argument that I've heard come out of the mouths of whites in different countries, at different times, in different conversations, where somebody will say, but that's just not true. And then when he comes and he says, this thing, look at this thing, this evidence shows that this is not true, then that is meant to be the end of the argument. Look, this isn't true, therefore throw it out. Get rid of it. We're not interested in it. It's not true. Chuck it away. It's meaningless. That is the attitude of white people. And it's a common attitude that you will find across all whites. They can come from any part of Western civilization. They can even come from parts of the West that were cut off from the West, like the Eastern Europeans who were under the hell of communist rule for 50 years. You will find that even among them, all of them have this firm view that truth is a thing that it is the end of the argument. If you find the truth, That's the end of the argument. No further discussion. You know, did that person commit that murder? Yes, we've found out, and this is the evidence. Okay, hang him. Truth brings an end to the argument, or it leads to newer levels of argument, but whatever it is, there's always this endless pursuit for truth. And this wild pursuit for the truth leads to progress. Inside this search for truth is a tension, which leads to lots of argument. And I'm going to start introducing concepts from Professor Quigley. Professor Quigley is a guy we're going to study with regard to civilization and the development of civilizations. Fascinating guy, liberal insider, very interesting fellow. Quigley has a concept that he calls the tension of development. And the truth is a perfect example of the tension of development. White people will argue very much with great intensity over what the truth is. Then there are those whites who think that the way to progress is to not talk about things. That what we need is peace between each other. We must just have peace at any price. I'm not of that opinion. I'm a firm believer in the tension of development. That argument is the way that you progress. And you'll find that Europe especially, the Europeans especially, in their history have argued among themselves, inside nations, across nations, outside nations. They have argued about the truth to unbelievable levels, to the level of even going to war against each other, and they go and they kill each other because they're arguing about what is the truth. You will even find that among them that there is even an acceptance that sometimes these conflicts actually result in some kind of truth coming out. There is a constant pressure, desire, lust for the truth. It is the greatest driving force among all white people. Even if it's as simple as, is my leader lying to me? Is the media lying to me? What is the truth about God? What is the truth about life? Is science telling the truth? Is religion telling the truth? But you will find it is the biggest driving force among whites. And for whites, it is a logical pursuit of a single answer or answers. And this has further gone to the point where we've now got a formal mechanism for striving for the truth, and it's known as science and scientific method. And scientific method is about hypotheses and realities. And you may have an idea, but you must test it against reality. If it does not match up with reality, you chuck it out the window. This striving for the truth and this concept of progress is so core to whites that it means that if new information comes to light, we throw old nonsense out and we move on. It's like walking down a road. And science is the highest form of the search for the truth. It's all about truth, and it also ties back to reality and naturalism, because we are seeking truths that are real in reality. And you'll see that value coming up again. So number one value of the white race is what I would say truth and the worship of truth. And I personally believe that this must not only remain our core value, but we must even intensify that value and the struggle for that value. And I would actually call it the God of truth. If there's one God that we should worship and bow down to, there's only one God, and that God is the God of truth. The search for truth and reality is the most important thing of all. Everything else is of no importance whatsoever. Everything else dwindles into nothingness. Truth is the highest value of all. And look around you. It is constantly going on. You know, a woman is thinking, is my boyfriend lying to me? Is he cheating on me? It's a constant thing that is there in our lives. We are constantly searching for it in every single aspect of our lives. Now, there are other races who either don't value the truth, or they are weak and also mentally weak and morally weak, and they will easily flip over to just lying. Or you'll even find some who enjoy the art of lying and regard lying as a productive area. But you will see that for our race, we look down on it, we hate it, and we're always hunting for the truth. And we have a dismissal and a detestation of people who lie and anything that goes against the truth. We are almost anal in our desires when we speak to each other to speak the truth. And you'll see it reflected in other, what I would call sub-values, spin-off values of our culture. But the greatest God of all, the God of everything, is the God of truth. And in this thing, it is the one thing that unites us above all other things, and that we strive for and we recognize. And we don't care who arrives at the truth. The truth is God. Whether the truth is discovered by somebody in Italy, or somebody in Canada, or somebody in Australia, or somebody in Germany, or somebody in England, we don't care. We don't care if a Russian discovers the truth. We simply bow down and say, that is the truth. That Russian, he discovered something, and that thing he discovered is true. And we bow down to him, and we accept that that is so. And this is how we are, and it is a fantastic feature of our culture and the way that we think. And you'll see the spin-offs that come from this. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.